All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Actually, you know who could probably make us a new intro? Is Pat Puff, because he watches every episode of this. But maybe I'll just... Pat... Intros, you're on it.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy on the ice, at least.
He wants to be called Puff Daddy in 2024?
I don't think so.
You know what? Good point.
That's not nearly the great thing it was in 1999.
Maybe we walked that one back a little bit, but regardless, welcome into the Real Life Podcast. Today's episode is delivered by DoorDash for a limited time. Our Canadian listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use the promo code NATION25. It's sweater weather, they like to call it. Jay, it's cold out. No one wants to go out and get food. Let DoorDash bring the food to you, restaurants and more, delivered right to your door with DoorDash. It's the only way to live.
Only way to live. I'm telling you that right now.
Sam Gagner made NHL history. We should have used the Gagner intro. He's the first ever NHLer to be a part of two different 14-game winning streaks in his career. That's pretty cool.
That's wild.
That is wild.
It's crazy to me that Columbus won all those games in 2016-17.
That was with Torts too, I think, right?
It's they had some grit, you know.
But then it just ended. They're like, we're the greatest team in the modern era, and we're terrible.
And they upset Tampa that year, right?
They did.
Swept them, right?
Or was that the next year? That might have been the next year.
Here you go, Tyler.
Sam Gagner just tied a record with 8 points in a game.
And I just cut it off. There you go. Taste for you.
Sam Gagner's just tied a record. Well, he's again. Again. But the Oilers are going for win numero 15 tonight.
That's outrageous.
That is so many wins.
They're two wins away from a perfect month.
Even when shit was really bad and I thought it was really bad and we were going to come out of this, I was just like, man, but like, they're better than this. Like, they're going to do something later this season. I was telling myself that. I wish I externalized that so I looked like a genius. And sure as shit, they're doing it, but at a way greater scale than I ever could imagine.
We were sitting there being like, you know, at some point they're going to have to win like 8 or 9 games in a row to get back in the fight.
Then
like,
they
how
did.
How about we do that twice?
Yeah.
Then they did that. Yeah. Well, and we're also going to do that times two in terms of like the amount of wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. 22-3 in their last 25 games.
Like if you had told me, say early December, that the Oilers would fly past the Kings, in the standings, I would have been like, no way.
The Kings are a disaster. But
then they went the complete opposite direction.
No way.
Like with Todd McClellan throwing PLD under the bus the other day. Love to see it.
And then Drew Doughty throwing PLD under the bus. And then everyone, all the Kings fans throwing PLD under the bus.
What are they doing? And who's PLD?
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Okay.
I can't believe he's the cancer that he is. I'm shocked.
What's he been doing? What did they say?
I don't know. He's sinking another team. Like he created obviously turmoil and like really set the poison in the well when he signed in or got traded to Winnipeg saying like he's not going to resign. Like like with 2 years left, like
a long time left.
Just really set the pace there real nice. And then signs this massive ticket in LA and is bringing down the ship. On paper, the Kings should be a weapon. And he is just dragging him down with his toxicity.
Drew Doughty, after the game yesterday, said basically called out his teammates and said everyone was playing for points. No one was playing for the win. They were up 3-1 against Buffalo and they blew it, lost 5-3.
Oh, it was in reg, too.
It was a reg loss.
Hate to see it.
But when you look at the standings, like December 1, the Kings were like 15 points clear of the Oilers or something stupid like that. And now you go look and it's just like, holy shit.
There's not much you can't solve with a 14 game heater, though.
It can get you out of a lot of jams. If you have it in you, you'll be all right.
Every jam known to man.
A few deep breaths worth of air, and you're on your way.
Yeah. So, anyways, and the Oilers tonight, like, I know people are making comments about the quality of opponents they've played over the winning streak.
Doesn't matter, man.
Who gives a fuck, man? Okay.
If it was easy, everybody would be on a 14 game heater.
I was beefing hard with Oilers fans on Twitter the other night.
As you do.
And it's sad because we're on this historic run. And yet the negative Oilers fans are still super negative. They're like, oh yeah, this game right here against Columbus. Oh yeah. This is the worst one of the whole stretch. The worst one of the whole stretch. The worst win of 14 in a row. You crazy.
Do you remember when we were 2-9-1 and getting goalied by Scott Wedgwood? And you're going to complain about we didn't beat Columbus bad enough.
Connor's going to have the cup above his head. And there's going to be people on Twitter like, well, we're never going to be able to do it.
Five already. Yeah, Connor. Yeah.
What a lost era.
They're not going to win next year, though.
With the Brown dead money. Ugh.
Well,
if they win the cup this year, they should put the Connor Brown dead money in the rafters. It's like dead.
Hang a banner up near Garth.
Yeah.
They go to give the cup around. They're like, not you, Connor Brown. No.
Give it to him first. He's the one that goes and gets it from Gary.
Because he scores the cup winning goal after not scoring all year.
The only goal he scores all year.
The golden goal?
Is the golden goal.
Oh my God.
He could. He retires an Oilers legend.
You know who is the happiest camper that Connor Brown hasn't scored a goal? It's Matthias Janmark. Because lost
Lay
in all of this.
Off, my boy.
You should have heard him yesterday about Adam Ernie. On Oilers Nation every day, he just cut Adam Ernie's legs out from under him for no reason at all.
Yeah, because Rick and Dan were like, you know, Ernie's been doing his job pretty well. And I was like, yeah, because he has the easiest job next to the backup goalie, like fourth line winger who plays 5 minutes and has no expectations of offense or penalty killing. Like, yeah, fuck, I'd hope he could do that well. Anyways, Janmark has one goal this year and it went in like off his chest. He should thank his lucky stars that he's not a bigger point of conversation.
I want to get down on wax. I assume we're putting this to vinyl.
Of course.
I swear to God, Sam Gagner is going to score a playoff goal.
Of course he will.
Like a real
meaningful
trademarked the goal. And we're going to be like, man, remember when Sam Gagner at the end of his career scored that goal in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's going to be the bookend to
89
his,
in the rafters.
Oh my God.
I can already see it too. Like
a cup winning goal. You think it would? No, it wouldn't put him in the rafters.
You know what's going to happen too? The Oilers are going to have home ice in the playoffs round one. Sam Gagner is going to score the first goal at Rogers Place of the playoffs for the Oilers. The place is going to go fucking ballistic.
He'll have a playoff fight too.
Mm-hmm.
What's he on pace for goals?
20 goals.
20
what
goals. Yeah, I mean, because he's, yeah, I mean, he's played in about half of their games, but like if he were to play,
you're telling one of those Oilers haters trying to diminish Sam.
No, I'm going to say if he played in every game from now to the end of the year, he'd be a 15 goal guy for this team.
That's crazy.
But like you said, he only has so many good shifts.
There's
left
only so
him.
Many. Don't got, push him.
Yeah, save him a little.
You want him to go right up the gut like Desharnais in the playoffs and score? No, not Desharnais.
That was Desharnais.
Yeah, Desharnais. Yeah. Little D.
Little D.
Yeah, little
not
D.
Big D. Little D.
Yeah, we got Big D now.
David, oh you're thinking of
God,
David.
There's two Desharnais?
Mm-hmm. Pretty fucked up.
Unbelievable. But anyways, that goal.
Of opposite ends of the size spectrum.
You knew like he was a legend forever when he scored that goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sam Guyton needs, I don't know, I just got a feeling.
I think it's going to happen.
And he loves
so
playing
proud
at home
to
too.
Play in Edmonton too in the playoffs.
Come it's on. Such a good story. Like the Oilers, I hope to God that they bring Jordan Eberle back. Just seeing that even floating around on Twitter to me, we get rid of him because he's soft in the playoffs, then bring him back for to be a playoff performer.
He went out and got hard.
Is that what happened?
It's that beard. Pause. That beard is thick.
Yeah.
Imagine it's a Gagne Eberle playoff line in 2024.
Mm-hmm. With Corey Perry on the other wing.
No, Corey Perry is going to be a meaningful in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Meaning
he's only got so many shifts left in his tank too, but I mean,
I think he's going to be a menace down the stretch.
Oh yeah.
How many of us think Corey Perry's going to be an Oiler come opening night next year?
If we go deep in the playoffs, I bet you very high.
Really?
Yep. If he's
contributing,
if he's still,
and if they can get out of Janmark's money, I'd definitely bring him back.
Man, everybody just
Janmark is such a serviceable player.
I know.
The difference between him and Brown also, by the way, is he makes $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Are you mad? That's
three. Brown makes 750K. For now.
4 million. Yeah. Come on. You can spin it up whatever way you want to get the narrative to hate Janmark going as you please, but no.
Okay. Listen, Connor Brown lost his agent because he now runs the Edmonton Oilers. So I'm just auditioning myself for the role
of Connor Brown's agent.
I want to be Connor Brown's agent for his next deal.
Are you going to go meet him in Ranfurly, Alberta to help sign him on to your.
He just wants that sweet commish.
Yeah. Do you know where Ranfurly is?
Of course.
Do you though?
It's the end of that road. You turn left and then you go down about 4K. Yeah. And then on the right hand side,
kind of like it. That. Yeah.
No, of course not. I just say yes and agree. First rule of improv, Tyler. Come on.
Yeah. Today on Owen Every Day, I said people from Ranfurly are freaks. They're real freaky.
Like sex wise?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
do we know that?
That's why there's only 8 of them in the town.
71.
Horniest hamlet in Alberta.
You know those elections are political. Never get to the bottom of it.
Take that, Vimy.
Yeah.
The horniest hamlet. Imagine that was like a tour, like a
people in Busby are pissed right now.
Does it have to be Alberta? People in Intercourse, Pennsylvania probably have something to say about this.
Mm. That's the home of the Hall of Fame. you want to win Horniest Hamlet?
Oh, it's the Canton.
Yeah, make your way to Intercourse, PA. Yeah.
Is there a Graceland?
Yeah, and Ranfurly's just a chapter.
Imagine how annoying it would be to live in Intercourse and you like go near the gas station near the highway. People are just like, you're like, yes, no, I know.
I think they embrace it. They flip it like Dildo Newfoundland.
Well, yeah.
You set up the brewery, you set up the museum, you just embrace it.
Mm, this tastes like Intercourse.
See, I'm in. I'd buy that.
That's
beer.
Really, I like that joke. I'm proud of myself.
The most efficient whorehouse in all the continental America.
The town smells like pennies.
Oh, that's maybe a bridge too far, but we'll take it.
Oh, we'll be fine.
Hey, where's Chalmers?
The hot meat sandwich. Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Chalmers is busy brushing his teeth. We've added too much to his plate.
Yeah,
something has to give.
Oh, so for Nation diehards, actually, maybe this is a good chance here to have some fun with Chalmers. He has a dentist appointment on February 6th at 9:20.
Wish him luck.
Yeah, so just set a reminder in your phone to wish Chalmers good luck on his dentist on the morning of February 6th.
Yeah. He'll be so confused.
He also sent us a selfie or a picture of his mirror.
What's his bathroom light? Does he live on the Starship Enterprise?
Like, that's pretty cool.
What's on?
Yeah, but Chalmers,
like is the light.
He texted us Tuesday morning and said, day two of brushing every day for the rest of the year.
I think he finally realized that maybe it's not a good idea. I bet you some people reached out to him being like, dude, you
from the dental industry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got well,
from all industries.
AHS and got involved.
They tried to take him away from Aaron like a kid.
Yeah, we're gonna send you to teeth jail to get you sorted.
Yeah, maybe. So anyways, February 6th with Chalmers. Good luck. I don't know what the hell he's doing today. He's not at the dentist.
It's 3 days before his birthday.
Oh, really?
He's going. He wants to make sure his teeth are good. Before.
So is his birthday 90. Sunday or Monday?
Oh, February 9th. You tell me.
Oh, I thought you meant right now is 3 days before his birthday. And maybe that's why he's not here. But the dentist, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. So the hockey talk was all I had written down for prep.
You just wrote down the word hockey talk? Hey, you're right.
Well, okay.
Well, hey, if you want this conversation to get juiced up, we'll lateral it to the girl dad over here. He's got things he wants to talk about.
I had a very hectic morning because I woke up 6:45 to do the DFO rundown. I go to my downstairs bathroom, take my morning piss as you do. I do half an hour of the podcast. All of a sudden Amber comes in and goes, hey, there's a bunch of water in our basement. And I said, well, that's impossible. Half an hour ago.
Her dad went to your house and flooded your hot tub.
He's flooded a second basement, folks.
Yeah. So I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. But then I thought back.
Burrito.
No. So I thought back to maybe about 15 minutes prior to that. Amber was using the upstairs shower and I heard in my basement something making a noise
on Amber.
No. I heard it. You know, when you have like a thin sheet of metal and if you like wobble it back and forth, it goes like, wah, 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 wah. Has like makes like that distinct noise. I was hearing that noise while I was doing the rundown and I was like, this is insane. What is going on in my basement right now? Turns out that was water flooding up through my floor and around the basement. So that was a fun thing to figure out at 7:30 in the morning.
Sheets down. What'd you do?
Yeah. So what is actually happening?
Apparently there's an issue. We called the city and the city was like, ooh, sounds like there's an issue with your sewer.
Are you sure you didn't have burrito?
No, I haven't in a while.
Mm. All right.
So it's Liam Day on Owen Everyday said, stop drinking beer and you won't have sewer problems. I said, there's just no way.
if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. That brewer's yeast, I tell you.
So now I got a guy from the city coming today and it's just like, goddamn. So I didn't have time to think of fun topics for real life.
What about Red from Star Mechanical? He's coming to help too.
Yeah. Well, he's across the street. So if things don't go well with the city and...
Is that one of your beefing neighbors?
No, he's the one neighbor who's actually somewhat, or he is normal.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he's out of the beef. I was going to say somewhat out of the beef, but he is totally out of the beef.
He's just an observer of the beef, or he just...
No, the one dude for a couple nights was just revving his Harley, but I told you guys that. And oh,
so ridiculous.
Yeah, no, the one guy is now parking his car across the street in front of another neighbor's house. Hmm. I'm assuming there's like some sort of truce. So like, that's almost like a ceasefire or like a whatever zone. What do they call those? Like an area.
DMZ.
Yeah. It's an area where like no one can be affected. He can park his car there and he's safe cool harbor. With that neighbor. Yeah. It's safe harbor. And the two beefing neighbors who are mad at him. Can't touch them.
What's like the larger geopolitical strategy of your neighborhood now? Like, are you going to isolate these two neighbors and there's sanctions against them? Are you going to divide and conquer? Is one guy got to go? Like, what are the conclusions we've raised here?
I don't know about anything. Part of me thinks I need to contact the city and have like one of those good old like city funded public barbecues. Be like, hey, we'd like to close our street and for give
some neighbor team building.
Yeah. And like, we need a good neighbor team building. Cause someone tried to do it over Christmas and they were like, hey, it's come to our house. We'll have hot chocolate and then we can carol. And I was like, well, that's dumb as hell.
What a sell job.
I know. Brutal. Wait, I want
to hot chocolate and caroling. I'm in.
So you're not going to do like a NATO type alliance where every neighbor joins the alliance and shrinks his yard by 6 inches every week while he's sleeping or something.
Yeah, you got to squeeze him out.
Yeah.
Oh, we could.
Is there one guy of the two? Or are they both lunatics at fault in your mind? One guy I feel has been pressed into lunacy.
And that's what I think it is. Yeah. I think I feel for the one guy. I feel for the new guy because like he bought a house, he renovated it. And now he's like, oh, God damn it. Everyone hates me. But I mean, to be fair, I don't hate him. I just don't speak to him.
I just don't like him.
But I don't speak to anybody except for Red from Star Mechanical. So, yeah,
that's my approach, too.
Why they call him Red?
I don't know. That's just what I know him as. Hmm. Yeah. So that's the update on what's going on in my neighborhood. I just, hey, that's good.
That's just being neighborly.
That's all I need.
Hey, good morning.
Yep. I'll offer a good morning.
Yep.
How you do?
I won't say good evening, but that's hey territory.
Nah, yeah,
good morning only. Everything else after 11 a.m. is hey.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
All you got to do is when you drive down your street, make sure if you can lock eyes with any neighbors. Give them a wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always got to do the drive wave.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Or maybe a little salute.
I do a lot of the not the haze, but a lot of nods.
Oh,
you know, hello.
Yeah,
it's all you need.
It's all you need.
It's acknowledgement.
It's a good neighbor. Do you have any neighbor beef updates? You had neighbor beef for a while.
Well,
you can't legally speak about it.
No. So, listeners of the podcast will remember I've been in a couple lawsuits with my one neighbor over a hot tub, which they declared very loud very quickly in its life, and I will go to the grave fighting these people. I could hear the hot tub. So it's at the back of the house, back of Wanya Manor. I could hear it now in the middle of the house when it would kick in. Before it was like, I could only hear it if I was outside. Then I could only hear it if I was at the back of the house. And now it was like in the middle of the house, I could hear it. And I thought, you know,
are you finding a complaint on your own hot tub?
I'm starting to think this hot tub's too loud. And so I called Arctic Spas and they came out and the guy goes, oh shit. Yeah. Look at your pump here. This thing must be loud as hell. And I was like, keep it down. I don't want the neighbors to hear, but luckily they've gone deaf from this hot tub being so loud for so long. So he swaps out the heat pump and leaves. That thing is whisper quiet. Like the neighbors were probably right this entire time. It is so quiet now when I'm sitting in it and it kicks in. I don't even hear it. So nice. Arctic Spas, thank you for coming to my residence and replacing what was a very loud pump.
On behalf of the Real Life Podcast, Wanya admits no fault on that.
But the thing is with these guys next door, something new is going to come up.
Oh, sure.
Now it's going to be the pigeons are too clucky or whatever the fuck the problem.
You have pigeons.
Well, I'm just assuming they're going to find something. Now that they've got all this airspace that's quiet, they're going to find something new to bitch about. So, yeah.
So that's the update on your neighborhood. Probably my fault.
The court said it wasn't.
No.
But I'm starting to think it was.
It was.
You should invite him over for caroling and hot chocolate. Got
worse, maybe you're right. But I think the initial level was at the time of the initial complaint, I think it was fine.
Probably. But now it seems whisper quiet in comparison.
Yeah. Like
this thing is just.
That's great.
It's great.
So there's your neighborhood beef update from your M-Truck and Wanye.
I can't have beef with Wanye Jr. now being old enough to move around in his own zone, right? I can't. You got to be at peace with everybody. I need a peaceful place.
We don't. I don't have. I go for donairs with my neighbor. Or we'll have like donair dinners.
That's nice.
And he has fires in his backyard. So I'll go over for a fire beer.
I think I'd like that if I had a neighbor I was friends with.
It's nice. Well, and he's come on a nation vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Ryan. Maybe I'll just come starting to hang out in your neighborhood. You'll see me walking around.
We're building, we're planting some roots. There's some friends.
Do you have a young neighbor?
Few.
Or is he an old neighbor? Oh, young neighbor.
Yeah. We got a few around us and we do Christmas gift exchanges.
That's nice.
Oh, see, like that's cool. I'm real excited for the day I see a for sale sign on a few people's lawns in my neighborhood.
My girlfriend's part of a book club. That's a neighborhood book club.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
My
neighborhood stinks.
My neighbor's going to be smuggling pandas for all I know. I have no idea what they're up to.
My neighbor and I also share literature, but it's cease and desist and restraining orders, that sort of thing. It's kind of like a book club, except you aren't allowed within 100 feet of each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It's kind of like a love letter. Neighbors, what can you do?
Well,
you really don't have a lot of ideas when you don't write down ideas. Do you want me to trigger?
Well, because usually I have like, my drive to work and something like, oh, real life today. What are some good things? Or I have like 20 minutes in the morning to scroll through Twitter and be like, that's funny. We should talk about this, this, and this. Today, I didn't have my usual little mini prep block to like get ready for the pod. So I'm just relying on you guys today.
How dare you?
I know. And that's just, I'm realizing my error. This is going to be, it's going to be a very dry episode of the podcast. Okay,
there's a lot of things we can talk about.
I got a lot of things I'd love to talk about.
Please. Let's go.
Well, I want to talk about this win streak and when we realistically think it'll end.
Mid-February. Tonight.
Tyler.
No, it won't be tonight. I think the only hurdle they have for them setting the record is Vegas coming up.
Oh, Nashville's
banged up.
Nashville's trappy on Saturday.
2 p.m. game. I get it, but we're rolling. I think as much as we want it, I think the team wants it more.
Especially once you're at this point, I think there's a little bit of like they wanted to get to game 10 and they limped to get there.
Yeah.
Then after that, there was a little bit of like, whew, we did it 10 and they were soft for a few, but now
the Leafs.
Yeah. And now I think there's like a weird rejuvenation of like, holy shit, we can make history if we just stay dialed in. So with that, maybe I don't mind the fact that Knobloch changed the lines.
I still can't figure out if this would have gone down with Coach Woody. And if he just got like in a season with a 14 game win streak and an 8 game win streak, should you really have gassed your head coach?
I'm with you. So,
but then proof's in the pudding. Knobloch comes aboard. I honestly feel like he's like I don't get any vibes off this guy. I don't get any personality off this guy.
I don't care. He's just like,
but that's
coach
it.
Team.
I coach team, win game.
I coach the zone.
I look concerned behind bench.
Oh,
regardless of score.
I got a very good head of hair.
If you took a shot of his coaching face every game of this 14 game win streak, you would swear they hadn't won a game the entire time.
I'm assuming Knobloch has got German heritage and he's just taking German like engineered discipline to this.
Yeah. Do you think he's really doing things substantially different than what he's doing?
Well, he's done a few things different.
What do we got?
Just the whole system that he coaches is different than Woody's. The fact that he's got, what is it? Stewart? Mark Stewart running what, our PK? What does he own right now? He now has full ownership of that, where that wasn't the case before. And now we've got Coffee that's been the defenseman whisperer, getting these guys to calm down and just be who they can be.
Did you see Paul Coffee wishing Jack Michaels happy 50?
Yeah.
I felt so, it's so funny. Like Paul Coffey does not want to be here and he's an unbelievable coach. It turns out, and he doesn't want to be here. And you could just tell they're like, can you wish the broadcast guy a 50th birthday? He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Hi, how are you? Good news. You're 50 years old. I'm Paul Coffey. What am I doing here? Poor Paul doesn't want to play along with all our reindeer games.
The Jack and Louis bromance was excellent on Jack's birthday the other night.
That was on full fantastic display.
That cake was epic.
Mm-hmm. Then they hung out together, a little cuddle. It was nice.
And then the other, they're like patting Bob Stauffer on the back. I'm like, is everybody on the panel getting like emotional depth? What the fuck is going on?
Seems like it.
14 game heater will do that to you.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to be mad about.
Very binding. Very binding.
It is amazing just to me that the basically the same team can lose as many games as it did and win as many games as it did.
I think there is a part of it. One, like we're seeing goaltending, right? If you have a great goalie, and right now, Stuart Skinner.
Defense, too. Like, our shots are down.
Yeah. So like, if you look at
I'm not even trying to dog Skinner. Like, it's like a combination of things.
Combination. Tuesday, the Oilers combination shit for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Stu kept a minute.
Yep.
Tie game after 40 minutes. Boys turned it on. There's a win, but...
And that's where Stu has been different. Like when we are falling, we're sleeping, like he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the offense wakes up, you know, as long as we're, you know, not down too much, we got this.
The Condors are also on fire. But Jack Campbell's not the goalie. Jack
Campbell is not the goalie.
Oh,
but no. He's been playing great as of late.
Is he playing again?
Oh, yeah, he is. And he's back, baby.
But come on. What is AHL
the,
back?
Do you know
back,
what the split back is? Like, are they playing Rodrigue more or Campbell more? Or is it split? Do you know?
I think they're still kind of splitting. If I'm remembering correctly, I think they had a good chunk of back-to-backs there for a while. No.
But like, I'm trying to dream this too.
Because if the Oilers are going to add, they need to keep Campbell down there. They don't need his additional.
They need to trade.
Well, of course.
So Jack Campbell so far in the month of January has played three games on the 13th, 17th and 21st. So they're about splitting. He's got a 944, a 941 and a 931 save percentage in those games. It's been four consecutive games of him having a 930 or better, and he's done it in five of his last six.
But not one what game that he did because I can see the stats.
Yeah, the one game he was 810.
If you put up an 810 in the AHL, you should have a special thing that doesn't let you get into our airspace at the airport.
Yeah, but four straight games with only two goals against.
I'm sorry, sir. Your passport was denied. You had an 810 save percentage in Bakersfield. You can't come to Edmonton.
Yeah, please clean up the team's tab and then make your way back to the hotel. Thank you.
Yeah, clean up the team's tab makes more money than the whole team going on. But anyways, Jack's starting to piece it together. And listen, I am not at all suggesting they recall him at literally any point this season.
You don't think a team on a 14-game win streak should change its starting goalie?
No, I do not think so. But I think if you can look a month from now, let's say end of January, and Jack's still doing this, and Rodrigue is still giving him quality starts, and Pickard's up with the NHL team still cruising at that 900 to 910 save percentage, you don't need to go get a goalie at the deadline.
Now, I have a question. Well, because, like, I guess we can trade Campbell while he's in the AHL. Like, can now that we've done this Perry thing, like, can we even afford to bring him up?
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think you can.
Because Pickard's set, like, can
but
we...
Perry just is a wash for Ernie, so.
But, like, even so, the Oilers would have to go down a man on the roster at
they
least,
would.
Right?
Yeah.
Corey Perry and Adam Ernie make the same money?
Yes, sir.
Do they have the same career earnings?
Oh, no.
Oh, I see. It's just this year they're the same.
What do you think Adam Ernie's career earnings are?
Ooh, I'm going to say...
$4 million.
Five and a quarter.
You can see the screen now.
Well, I'm not looking.
Oh.
Three.
8.1.
Wow. What
the good for him. Fuck?
How many years does he play in the league?
Oh, he signed a two-year deal with the Red Wings with an AAV of $2.2 million bucks.
Hell yeah.
Or $2.1 million.
Don't feel too bad for these players, Wanya. Even Adam Ernie's sitting on them sheets, you know?
Yeah, so he got his ELC. So that would have been 3 years, worked out to about $3.6 million once he hit his bonuses. So good on him. And then he got an $800K deal, a $1 million deal, a $900,000 deal, a $2.1 million deal. And now this one with the Oilers, $775,000.
You should do an article series about like guys who really did well for themselves, like Bjugstad. Was that Nashville? He signed a fat contract?
Florida.
$4 million a year, right?
Yeah. Like, wowee, Nick.
But he was producing.
Yeah. But he got a big ass contract out of it.
Well,
we call that the Horkov conundrum.
Well, Horkov was in the All-Star game.
Point of game guy.
He was. Then he got them sheets.
Them 33 M's.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the career earnings page of Cap Friendly.
All right.
Let's get some. So the all-time, according to this,
Adam Ernie,
the all-time highest earner is Sidney Crosby at 141 million.
And he has taken hometown discounts. Just he's played for so long.
Yeah, and he's been
at be what, right there.
I think he's been making 8.7 million every year since after ZLC.
Was Ovi up next?
Yeah, Ovi's up next, 138. Weber next, 129. Yager, 128. Keep in mind, this is like basically, I don't know when Cap Friendly would have started counting this, but this wouldn't include
like Gordie Howe.
Yeah, but I mean, granted.
You think Gordie Howe be top five?
Yeah, he's probably like six, 7.
Yeah, he is right.
I got a shiny Buick.
His careers are probably like 700 grand.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I saw a thing. It was the top paid player in the NBA every year. When Patrick Ewing was in the NBA, he was the highest paid player in the league at $3 million a year.
Wow.
And like 10 years later, people were making $15 million a season.
They make $40 million.
Now, but just Ewing to like plus 10.
Like if you're a bench player, you're making $15 million in the NBA. It is fucking nuts.
You say Kikuchi, Connor McDavid, right? Same AAV. Gotta respect it.
Say what?
You say Kikuchi, the guy who is the fifth starter for the Blue Jays, and Connor McDavid make the same amount of money every year.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah, the NHL's in a great spot though, Gary. Keep it up. 33rd team will solve all your problems.
Are you lipping off Gary Bettman right now?
Yes.
I'm scared of Gary Bettman.
They should be contracting teams, not adding one to Utah.
Yeah. Well, so according to Frank, he says this is all very much a play to put pressure on the Coyotes. And Frank said something like 99% chance the Yotes are in Utah next year.
Next year?
Next year. He said it's done.
And they're going to go back after when their arena's done?
That's why you got to come on the Nation vacation. Yes, this is the last chance. We got a couple spots left.
Nationgear.ca. Nation Vacation brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross. Protect your memories and more wherever your travel takes you. ab.bluecross.ca/travel. We are a couple weeks away from Arizona. Still a couple spots left if you want to get in.
Look at that list and hit me with somebody that you are flabbergasted they've made the money that they've made.
Taylor Hall made more money than Ilya Kovalchuk.
Well, he won a heart, though.
Yeah, but remember when Kobe signed that man?
Yeah, but he bounced on it.
Yeah,
but
that's why.
Included in his cap friend.
No, it's not. Oh, man, I feel like this could be a fun game of like, who made more? Who made more, Alex Edler or Mark Messier?
Oh, Edler.
Edler era.
Edler, but it's only by about 150 grand.
But if you factored in them Lay's chip deals, Moose is way up
there. The fact that Messier is even in the conversation on the third screen is testament to how much money he got off the Canucks.
It is amazing how much Canucks fans hate Mark Messier. It's awesome. It is. I did not even know it. And then I went to Vancouver and talked to people. Wow.
They don't include him in the graphics of the team.
Past captain.
Nothing.
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 Patrick Waugh or Nikolai Habibulin?
Oh, Boulin Wall.
Got him beat by about 80 grand.
Jay, now you're a former Messier stan, maybe current. Between the Canucks fans not liking him and him never having a coaching job in the NHL, what don't we know? Like in Edmonton, he's revered. What?
I always thought he was going to be a GM.
I thought he was going to be working for the Rangers.
Yeah, GM and training under Sather all those years. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's a good question, but man, was he a fucking unreal hockey player.
I think of some of the, like, I used to be obsessed with Rock'em Sock'ems when I was younger. Yeah. And some of those Messier elbows that would come out, just vicious. He was a vicious hockey player.
He was mean. He was mean. And he would back it up.
All right, let's do a head-to-head of two. I bet you didn't know they weren't, or I bet you'll forget one day they were Oilers. Brassard or Turris?
Oh, Kyle Turris.
Turris did sign up.
The gap is 1.4 million.
How much money has Kyle Turris made? Please tell me.
Kyle Turris is probably still getting paid by Nashville, is he not?
He is.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Oh my God.
How much? Kyle Turris.
Kyle Turris, 43.5 million. Derek Brassard, 42.1.
Wow. Yeah.
There's 84 million you'll never see again.
Both of them registering a little bit above, about a million above Theo Fleury.
Turris had some really good years.
Yeah. Wasn't Arizona?
Ottawa. I remember
he got like a 6x6 from someone.
Yeah, he kind of started declining in Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he got bought out. But I remember him signing here thinking he's going to slot in nicely behind Connor and Leon.
I thought he was done.
He's a specialist.
Again, we're so numb to it, but like just sitting there and being like, oh yeah, Sandis Ozilinch made $37.8 million in his career. Like,
Wizard of Oz?
Like, come
on.
Really
but he was good.
I know, but it's just like these names you totally forget and like they're just chilling somewhere.
Is that Fedor Tuchin?
Fedor Tuchin. $37.7 million for Fedor Tuchin.
Fuck?
Oh, that is so good. Jonathan Erickson. Like, remember that guy? Like all these random shutdown D-men from the 2000 to 2012 range just got paid.
Paid. Remember how long ago Paul Kariya was making $10 million a year?
Well, that was
the Connor's thing. Now pushing 12.5 as the best player in the league.
The one I always remember is before the salary cap was Bobby Hulick making $9 million with the Rangers.
Yeah. Did Bobby you see Hulick, $48.4 million.
I don't know who was talking about Bobby Hulick. Was it Barnaby, I think, on a podcast? And he said that Bobby Hulick was like the harshest critic of Bobby Hulick of all time. And he would be like, if Bobby Hulick was a second line winger, we'd be going to the cup. Bobby Hulick's on the front line. Have a good vacation. So he told Barnaby, like, he's a bum, basically. That's a lot of money to be getting those.
But
days,
that though. Contract got terminated. Like they
probably.
Yeah, it was supposed like they signed him to that 5-year, $45 million deal. And then the NHL intervened and was like, no.
They said you can't pay him that?
It's, I don't know. I believe they terminated the deal. Like, they had to restructure it.
How much money? What do you think Jared Stoll's career earnings are?
Ooh.
Jared Stoll, I'm going to say $23
million. I'm going to go $37
million. $28,646.
$28,627. Wow. Yeah. There's some good names on here. This is a great, like hanging out with your crew, having a couple beers, just pull open this, at least what me and my friends do, which should come as a surprise to no one. Fire open the cap friendly little drinking game. Who made more than who? That'd be good stuff. That's a good night out.
In just all night.
Yeah. Good night. Doing. That is straight up pretty much all we do. Anyways, on that note, we're going to step.
Favor, find Al Chemski for me before we move on.
He got a big,
he earned every dollar
for so long. He was the only reason to watch Oilers.
Take a stab at it. What do you think? I'll give you a hint. It is about $1 million more than Bobby Hulick.
45 million.
49,517.
46,80.
49,517.
How did I do that?
Amazing.
I can see over his shoulder.
You know what? Bless him. He earned every
Hemsky earned every blood dollar of that pile.
Yeah. Hemsky coming in 2.5 million ahead of Sheldon Surrey.
Not necessarily earn every cent.
He had his time.
I'm surprised by that, actually.
At the oil, though, when he got here, he was making $5 million to play in the A, wasn't he?
He had that one season, though, where he had like 27 goals.
We did that to him.
Yeah.
That's on us.
We mismanaged that.
Well, here's two guys I didn't think would be this close in career earnings. Laddie Schmid or Paul Coffey? Who earned more?
Wow. Different times.
Schmid.
I'll go Coffey.
Laddie Schmid, 23.1. Paul Coffey, 22.8.
Different times.
Different times.
23.1 million for Laddie Schmid. That's
great. Awesome.
That's back in those days, they probably got like kick packs of smokes as part of their deals or something like that.
Craig Simpson.
Not listed yet. And we're down in the Jason Chimera zone of 21 million career earnings.
What? No, Chimera made more than that. He played for 20 seasons.
Oh man, you're really going to make me go through Jason Chimera's contracts here. All right. So his annual breakdown, his career started in 02, ended in 2017.
Yeah.
Never had an AAV higher than $2.5 million. And it was the last deal he signed.
And his original deals, I'm looking here, 400 grand a year, 500 grand a year, 700 grand a year.
Yeah. His one ticket that was somewhat lengthy, he signed a 3x2 and then he signed a 4x1.8. So
Chim Dog earned every penny.
He did, man. Yep. That guy was still fast the last year he played. Local product.
All right, okay. We do have to step aside for a quick break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, BM. Back on the Real Life Podcast to once again just keep reading you names off of Cap Friendly. No, I'm kidding. We should
it's
probably
just like
stop
Friday that. Night with Tyler and the boys.
Oh, yeah. Me and the guys are hanging out Saturday. We're having a boys' night. You better believe it's a Cap Friendly Cap Hit kind
you
of
know
night.
What? Screw that. Go to Greta. Way more fun.
They have a game there called Cap Friendly. You can just select a player and guess over under on its pay. And if you're right, it spits out tickets.
And it's just me sitting at a table drunk. Come on, tell me how much Josef Stümpel
with
made in his career.
Of tickets that probably you determine.
What do you think? Give me Josef Stümpel's number.
16.
27.
17.5, $1.5 million more than Kyle Brodziak.
Jay, how much did Boydie Gordon make in his career?
The commissioner.
Oh, probably 24 million.
Oh.
17.
That's still a lot of money for Boyd Gordon.
Just a little bit more than, ooh, two former Oilers right next to each other. Who made more, Alex Kotelik or David Desharnais?
Kotelik. Kotelik.
I'm going to say Desharnais.
Oh, David Desharnais. Sorry, I think I'm
David,
Vinny.
Not Vin.
Oh.
He played in Montreal, so I'm going to guess he got the French guy bump.
Kotelik played Buffalo. Didn't he play in also the Rangers?
Kotelik. Yep.
Yeah.
Shit, I think.
Kotelik.
David Desharnais. Oh, he loses that one by 37 grand.
Thank you.
Alex Kotelik. Both of them beat Jeff Courtnell.
When you just scroll down this? On this screen, how much money has been paid out to players? Oh, it's fucking crazy, man.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we're so desensitized to it because we're always talking about buyouts and all this stuff. Yeah. But then you just sit and look and you're like, oh yeah, Alex Kotelik has generational wealth, more or less. And like his kids don't have to work.
If you did the same game with baseball.
Oh my God.
It would just be like, wow, bunch of peasants up there.
Some guy who threw hard with his left hand did it for 120 innings. And now his grandkids don't have to worry.
Yeah.
The big four leagues, their revenues, if they were a country, would be the 18th richest country in the world.
Cool.
That is wild.
Their revenue is GDP.
Derek Forbert has career earnings of 13.6 million.
Who dat?
Like again, everyday people just it's wild.
Everyday people. Guys, you know what I'm trying to think
Derek
it's
Forward probably played on straight up Canada World Juniors.
Just straight up disrespectful.
Hey, I found Carter Hutton. Who made more? They're right next to each other on the list. Carter Hutton or Darcy Tucker, which is stunning to see them that close.
Darcy Tucker, I remember him signing with the Leafs. It was a big ticket deal at the time.
I'm gonna say Tucker.
Let's see. Tucker's got him beat by 11 grand.
Whew.
Vernon Fiddler on the roof. Okay, I gotta stop.
Why is
this.
Brady Tkachuk so low at 13 million there? Oh, just he hasn't
earned enough yet. He's only like 1 year into his big contract, right? Okay, straight up, someone please give me another topic because I will do this all game. That whole thing, the whole 20 minute block.
Cut out. No, you just kind of just took over the show. We were trying to talk
about asking him questions.
Hey, that was, you know what? Maybe the listeners like that.
Maybe they do.
Maybe they want to hear a show called Cap Friendly over under brought to you by Cap Friendly.
Yeah, that was bad. That's bad podcasting. I'll wear that one, guys.
No.
You can direct your hate to me. How many listeners, how quickly were you mashing the skip ahead 15 second button to be like,
either they're talking hockey. Click, 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 click.
And how many times did you have to hit it? That's what I want to know.
30 times.
Probably at least 20.
But also it would have been great if someone did to just where we started to like, okay, this is boring. Skip, 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 skip. Alex Kotelik. Fuck, they're still on this. Skip, 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 skip. Derek Forbert, son of a bitch. Skip, skip, skip. You know?
I hope they all saved their money.
Okay, you said you had other stuff you wanted to get off your chest. Let's go, Wanya.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure okay. We can dig something up.
No?
Are we just sitting silence Thursday. And stay at each other?
This is why on days like this, as much as it pains me, we rely on Chalmers heavily.
That's not true.
If we could have had to keep it 100 right now.
Oh, here's what it is. Which he hasn't done. It's fallen off the rails.
Yeah, we had those two or three.
You know, in the Matrix, they go talk to the architect.
Yeah.
And he says that this is like the fourth time they've run the Matrix or whatever it is. Yeah. And until they introduced tension, humanity didn't thrive.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have right now. The Oilers have won 14 games in a row. There's literally nobody to be mad at,
nope.
Nobody to blame,
nope.
Nobody to throw under the bus. Not even really a worry in the world. And we're
the weather's
here,
better.
We're like, rather than reveling in the victories after picking this team apart for the last however many years, we're looking how much money did Alex Kotelik make?
I'm mad at 14. Teams crowbarring in the chrome helmets.
The Vancouver one looks good though.
No, they're getting,
oh, Vancouver runs a chrome.
They just tried a blue chrome dome.
Don't show you. Oh, that's.
I think you're wrong, BM.
The only teams where it makes sense, Vegas, because they're Golden Knights, but it makes sense to chrome gold. LA, although it looks dumb because they're silver, makes sense.
Hate those two. I can see the copper helmet coming for Edmonton, and I'm gonna hate it.
But the Oilers' third jersey, the all blue, navy blue with just the orange, that would go kind of hard with a chrome orange helmet.
No, it would go hard with a matte helmet.
Who has a matte helmet in the NHL? Somebody rolled.
The matte black helmet.
Matte and metallic? Sick.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with the helmet department in Vancouver?
You don't like this, Jay. You're not a fan of.
Make it look bigger. That just doesn't even look anything to me.
I'm not into it.
Show them that football helmet.
I don't need that chrome helmet.
There's a picture of Quinn Hughes in it.
It just looks like, no. Is that chrome?
Yeah, they were last night. They were trying to make a big
deal. Did they win?
There you go. That's a
That's a good looking helmet, man.
I think they lost to St. Louis.
But the matte black ones, the matte colored ones are way better.
It's not as metallic-y. Did they lose?
Gramchuk, I'm going to tell you a secret about the olden day Oilers, though. The oil drop was copper.
Not orange.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you want to bring back copper or you want to introduce copper helmets, you got to have a copper drop.
I do think it's time for the Oilers to, their next third jersey should be like an 06, that era.
That I'm good with. Yeah. I just don't need the chrome bucket.
Jersey?
I was at the mall a while ago, and Fanatics or whoever it is now, they started bringing the white one back as like a vintage series.
Yeah, I saw like at the jersey
like
store
the 06 ones?
Reproductions of the 06 with the crest
With the crest on it. You can get them at stores
crappy
now.
Lettering.
Yeah, the lettering is paper thin, which is Fanatics. The reason I didn't buy it.
Is that it? I see people making fun of Fanatics online all the time. Are they crappy?
You hear them. I don't know enough, but yeah, I hear lots of people.
Misspelled jerseys and stuff come out.
Where's that weird Everly one? Is that here in the office?
Oh, Eberle. Yeah. Where is that one?
Sorry. What was it?
Eberle.
Someone brought it in.
He's missing vowels.
Yeah.
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 You think he's ready to come back? Maybe.
I bet you he'd love it. Cause you got to remember he was here like for the beginning of this McDiss. So it's not like totally foreign to him. Right. Like I think he'd slide come in perfectly.
See it to the end.
I don't know, man. The NHL put out a photo gallery of him throughout his career. Did you see that recently?
Oh yeah. On Insta.
And the comments, did you see the,
were they bad?
Section? Oh my God, man. What? Jordan Eberle's my dog. I'm not going to, there was just people saying when he lived in Edmonton, he was quite the man about town and he had many female callers and he was a gentleman and his wife was in the comments yelling at people.
Oh no.
I couldn't believe the NHL had taken it down. Like the back and forth between,
this was on the main NHL account.
Mrs. Eberle telling Oilers fans. God.
Okay. So maybe he doesn't welcome him.
I don't know if she would want to come back and have him go to his old stomping.
But for one playoff run,
single man, I don't know.
Another guy that they was got linked to, it was Chris Johnston's podcast. He was talking about David Perron being a guy they would kick tires on.
How is he still in the league?
I don't know. He just like
ageless wonder.
He's not in PTOs, man.
That guy is money in the playoffs.
He's not showing up on teams.
$48.7 million for David Perron.
Well earned.
Just a hair above Bobby Holik.
How old is Perron now?
One ring under Hemsky.
Gotta be like mid-30s, I would guess.
You think so?
We got the technology. We'll find out.
And I actually think he's having a somewhat decent year again.
35.
10 goals in 41 games. It's okay.
But the Red Wings are also trash.
There is that.
They're kicking. 20 goal pace in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight seasons.
How many years ago did he leave Edmonton because he was washed?
10.
14, 15.
He wasn't washed.
We thought he was. I thought he was at the time.
He was like, good, wasn't
he's
he?
Old.
Didn't he want out? I don't remember how that went.
Yeah, he wanted out.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
He's 35.
That's crazy, man. 25 when I thought he was washed and he left. Oh shit.
He was the PRV Svensson deal.
Yeah.
And then he was the Rob Klinkhammer deal.
Fucking right.
Klink.
That's it. He has a good trade tree. If you're,
who's the guy again, on Oilers?
I just think like if you got a guy like David Perron going to the playoffs and you also have Corey Perry, you're pissing everyone off.
Oh man.
And who Evander is the guy who signed on for a fourth year on oil change? Cause he
Eric Blanchet.
Eric Blanchet.
How much did he make?
The Blanchet triangle.
Well, he definitely made 14 million bucks.
Yeah, so he definitely made a good chunk here. I remember that offseason because I was so excited. Eric Belanger signed for the fourth year because he believed in what was going on. Ben Eager came to town. Yep. Got a little bit of toughness. Darcy Hordachuk was here. He was going to protect the kids.
It's all coming together. We're going to win this year.
I thought that was the move.
Eric Belanger, 12.1, right in the same range as Alexei Ponikarovsky, Cam Barker, and Anthony Duclair.
Wasn't his deal like 4 years and $12 million or something?
I think he got bought out. Yeah, three, because his career earnings year by year go 175, 175, 175, right down to 750K. Presumably got bought out, then had to go get a deal, then got back in it with a $2 million deal.
It was a 3 year deal, 5.25.
Okay, yeah, so total. 175.
That was the deal we did with him?
Yep.
And then I thought I got the fourth year.
I guess it was the third year.
It was the third year.
Oh, you didn't believe in us for a fourth year?
Yeah. I guess not.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, 5.25 million.
David Perron's trade tree would be really cool to go visualize out. So he's traded from St. Louis along with a third to the Oilers for PRV, a second round pick that then somehow got flipped back to St. Louis and became Ivan Barbashev.
That's how you do it.
Wow.
And Adam Musil never played. But then the Oilers traded him to Pittsburgh for Klinkhammer and a first, which they then traded to the Islanders for Reinhardt, and it became Matt Barzal.
Oh my God. They could have traded David Perron for Barzal.
Oh, they did. They did trade David Perron for Barzal.
Just who am I thinking of that keeps doing PTOs and making
Chason.
Alex Chason.
Chason, that's
it. His career earnings would not be that good. Yeah.
Oh, we gave him his ticket, that 2x2.2.
He believed in what we were doing Connor at the time, though.
We gave him the second year.
He had 22 goals, basically just parking himself in front of the net on the power play. Well, Connor would just hit him for tapping.
Just making.
At some point,
but he was good. He'd get like right down, like kneel down, like grab it right by the neck of the stick.
Yep.
You know who was blowing me away last game with his continued forechecking that is like nothing I've ever witnessed in my life is our boy Zach Hyman.
Oh, he's a machine.
Oh, he's a dog.
He forechecks so hard. Even if the game is out of reach, even if it's an empty net. Zach Hyman, honest to God.
If you got that dog, you can't turn off that dog.
And this year, he passed Mason Raymond in career earnings.
Oh, God.
You guys hate this. I'm sorry.
No, because like looking at him having made $17 million, I would have thought he'd be had way more career.
But he's got four more years at $5 million, so he'll get up to 37.
Finish. Well, his deal with us was $40 million.
Yeah, so he'll get right up into that Fedor Tootin, Francois Beauchemin range.
Francois Beauchemin was a very good.
If the Oilers could, I would love three more Zach Hymans on the lineup for the exact reason Wanya talked about. He's relentless.
Yeah.
There aren't more Zach Hymans in this league. Like, I cannot think. Yeah.
Well, there's elements of it, but like he's the package.
Who plays like Zach Hyman full package?
It's rare, man, because he really is the modern day power forward, right?
Yeah.
Like that kind of guy where, you know, he's not the biggest frame or whatever, but just skates and moves and never stops moving his feet.
That move he does in the power play makes me laugh all the time where he essentially extends the net about 3 feet because he just stands there ready to take one off the chest.
That's so crazy that he'll do that.
That is nuts.
Is he the best signing? We talked about this, but is he the best signing in Oilers history at this point?
I think he's the best free agent signing in the salary cap era.
We just talked about Eric Belanger.
I would argue. Like I am.
You're going to say Cam Barker, aren't you?
I am definitely going to say.
You're going to say Cam Barker.
Yes, because of the longevity and body of work. But Chris Pronger still needs to be considered one of the best free agent signings.
Yeah,
But he was a trade.
Was he a trade?
Yeah, Brewer
and
Jeff Wiewicka.
The Wiewicka trade.
And Doug Lynch.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
I thought we... Oh, no, we traded and signed.
He owes the NHL $200,000 still.
like our uncooped record advance.
Yeah, all right. Then I rescind my dumb comment, unfounded and unresearched.
Pekka was a free agent signing that year, wasn't he?
Yeah,
but he didn't have the impact that...
Yeah.
Zach Hyman.
Also, people do love
Zach Hyman.
People like bringing up comparing Connor Brown to Mike Pekka. That 06 year, Pekka only scored 9 goals in the regular season for the Oilers.
Dream of 9 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
lots of time.
Yeah, and he blew up about 30 people that year too, because that guy could hit like a truck.
And then he in the playoffs scored 6 in 24 games.
Remember when he got hit from behind into the boards and then they had to like rebuild his face?
Well, he still looks handsome as heck.
All his teeth were fake.
When I went to Buffalo, Tyler, at the hotel bar, I ran into Mike Pekka.
Did you talk to him?
No, I literally ran into him.
I'm still upset, though, that he didn't grow a playoff beard in 2006 because it would have been thick and full by the third.
He was a good looking guy, though. I could see not wanting to mess with the moneymaker.
Yeah. Get involved.
What's he up to now? What do you think?
Sitting around being rich.
Chilling. What? Oh, where's he on the earnings chart?
Look at those teeth.
Sorry, guys. Oh, wow, he's not even in the $11 million range.
What?
That doesn't seem right.
You bitch. Oh, I might pull it together. All those years.
I feel like he made more than that.
All them years.
Yeah, I feel like
he almost won a few cups. He almost won a cup with million Buffalo.
Is what I see.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you even know how to work the crap friendly?
Well, maybe not. I'm not seeing any of this. They don't have any contract info.
The sanctity of the list.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Question. Tyler's game on Friday or Saturday nights is now.
Oh, yeah. It's a great Jeopardy. Time.
What do Oilers fans look like when everything is rolling finally at long last? We don't even discuss it.
No, because it's just great and you're so happy 24/7. Like my basement has water in it. I don't care right now.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever. Oilers about to win 15 in a row. Put more water down there.
Heat will dry up my basement.
The only problem is tonight, betting on tonight's no fun.
Shut
Unless you
way.
Bet on a
you got to get right in the weeds.
I do like the 4-1 to win every period. I'm in on that.
Got robbed. We got robbed last game. Bullshit. That McDavid goal being called back.
Agreed.
Bullshit. That would have won the bet.
But the desperation and rage and blame game that we feel when it's going crappy, it's not matched on the other end when everything's going fantastic.
Well, you know what? I think I'm extremely motivated and excited to do whatever I can to help this streak going. Mm-hmm. I want them to set the record.
Yeah.
I want them to set the record.
Me
and
too.
It's unfortunate there's an all-star game break in between because that could also like.
But a nice reset for the boys.
Yes, but also could be a reset to the negative. I don't know. You never know with these things. And then we come back our first games against Vegas, who had no all-stars in the game.
Yeah, all their all-stars are sitting
out. They're all in Cabo, so maybe they Cabo too hard.
When they do eventually
Jack Eichel.
When they do eventually lose, are we going to go through like a 5-game malaise on
then
the
it'll
other
be
side?
Fire everyone.
It'll be actually that's a good point, and I don't really want to talk about it, but it's a good point of like when they lose, what's the next game like?
Then all the Oilers fans are like, "We knew it. That's we knew they would have won 19 games in a row, losers."
If Ken Holland was a better GM, these two losses wouldn't have happened.
They're winning, but at what cost?
When do we make our first trade? When's it going to happen?
Day before deadline.
See, I think I'm going to go week before deadline.
Part of me says because they're not in LTIR space because they can keep accruing, right? So it makes sense for them to wait this year.
Then your pieces might be gone.
Well, maybe you get a Jack Campbell trade done and to open up that space the week before
I'd love to see that.
And then accrue that space.
Oh, the rumor mill would just be flying.
Imagine you could trade Jack now and get a month of accrual.
Yep. That's the move if you
they'd
can.
They'd be rich.
Oh.
They could afford Connor Brown's bonus at the end of the year.
Oh. Where's Jack Campbell on that list?
Oh, he hasn't earned quite enough of his deal. Remember, only year two of this big contract.
What are you doing in Toronto? I thought he was making
nothing.
1.9 or something.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So I think I saw him at 11 mil.
Sign him for that.
That would have been nice.
I think he'd be playing
Why better? Couldn't Toronto just kept and re-signed Jack Campbell and see?
But if we had to pay to get Jack Campbell out, we paid to get Zach Hyman out, you give and you get. Toronto giveth, Toronto taketh away.
Shut up.
Okay. No. All right. No, well, on no, that note.
On that. No, 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 no. We could have been smarter on that.
So where's Connor Brown fit in your theory then? Taketh?
Well, taketh. It connects to the Leafs.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking.
Taketh away again.
Taketh.
Yeah. So we're due for a giveth.
Mm.
A big giveth. Giveth back Jack Campbell. They need goaltending.
They do.
Taketh no, Samsonov's sick now.
For what?
You had one game, two games?
Yeah.
Two games.
It's all you need. You're back.
Yeah, Jack's on fire in the A. Let's just plug him in the Vezina vote.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you still think the Connor McDavid era is over?
What?
He tweeted this year, Jay.
I know, but why are you thinking about this?
Well, because he's got to think about it now.
Not yet.
Okay.
We better go all in this year. We better go all in this year.
What's left to do to go all? Isn't Corey Perry coming here going all in? Isn't that?
I think
we use zero assets to acquire him. So
stand pat at the deadline, reload for next year.
Rebuild.
Shut up.
Give Janmark more minutes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe, but no.
Let Jack play his way back to being competent.
Oh, we don't have that kind of time.
We got all sorts of that. We just won 19 games in a row. Bring in Jack for six and see where we go. If there's going to be malaise.
Like, Jack, I will not forget what you did in the LA series last year. I will never forget it.
No,
I am very grateful. But we got to get rid of him. We need that five. We need that cap space. And we need that cap space to carry in for next year. To
You wouldn't give away road. A first rounder, would you? To get rid of him?
I would. Yes, because think of what you can do with that money.
Give it to Connor Brown?
Hopefully.
I don't know.
As his next agent, yes.
All of it. All five. Yeah.
Roll it over. Although Frank says apparently you can trade bonuses now. So who
knows? So we need to unpack that.
Frank, the other day, I was like, well, Frank, remember, you can't trade bonuses. So like these players with overages. And Frank goes, well, no, you can trade bonuses. And I said, I'd explain. And he was like, no, you can trade them.
I don't get it. Well, like if a player's due a bonus, you can trade them before you have to pay them?
So in theory,
if they traded Brown at the deadline.
The Oilers pay the money and trade that bonus to Arizona? Is that what you're saying?
They could trade Connor Brown to Arizona and Arizona takes the bonus. I don't know. Frank said he was going to do more research on it. Bonus
goes with the player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we retroactively restructure his contract and just smush it out over 25
years? Man, if it's the NFL, you just be like, cut. Or just like, restructure.
Murdered.
Is there any chance we could get him to pay back the money like we wanted to with Mike Comrie?
It's time for the second player ever to be asked to repay his bonus.
Gotta try it again.
Can you imagine asking Mike Comrie to pay back money he'd been given by the team? What the fuck were we doing?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And then when Brian Burke's like, that's stupid, the answer was, we'll fight you in a barn. what a time that was.
All right, we do have to wrap this thing up. So
has it been an hour?
Yes, and remember I said the guy from the city's coming at 3:00. I need to be home in 30 minutes.
What city?
Let's play that cat-friendly game again.
Ah, son of a bitch. The city can wait.
Damn it, I'm in.
Let's do the $5 million range.
All right. 15-game heater on the line tonight. Enjoy the hockey game. We'll be back on Monday.
4-2 win.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.